State officials say they're confident conditions are improving at Lincoln Hills Juvenile Prison, despite a few violent days recently. The Department of Corrections said in September inmates injured several guards and damaged facility property. Details of that incident were released this past Friday. The previous day, a different report ordered by a federal judge showed that the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls had, quote, vastly improved over the past year. The prison has been the subject of multiple lawsuits in recent years. Millions of dollars have been paid out to former inmates who have accused correction staff of abuse. Former Governor Walker signed a bill last year requiring the facility to be closed by 2021. Patrick Marley is a state capitol reporter with the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. He's been following this story. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, first of all, can you talk about the violent incidents reported last month?
Yeah, so we learned just recently that at the end of September, there was a series of events at the Lincoln Hills School, including one where a guard's nose was broken and another where an inmate allegedly choked a guard that resulted in criminal charges. The sheriff's department had to be called on one day. A tactical unit from an adult prison was called the next day to help keep things in order. So quite a bit of unrest after a period of improvement there, according to both prison officials and the court-ordered monitor who is keeping an eye on the facility.
Right. That's the other half of this story, this report that says things are looking better. What kind of things were they citing in that?
Well, their overall conditions is what they're looking at. Fewer incidents, less. They no longer have pepper spray at the facility. A court monitor had been concerned about the use of pepper spray in the past, the use of handcuffs, and the use of solitary confinement. These are all the kinds of things that brought the lawsuit in the first place. Those have been substantially reduced. The monitor says that just the feel of the prison is a lot better. They're getting new furniture. The place has been spruced up. It looks less institutional and more like a dormitory or a school environment. They stay in dorms. They call them cottages. Individual barracks that hold a dozen or two dozen students. The inmates have their doors open to their cells for 12 hours a day, so they have free movement in and out of their dens, or in and out to the common areas, whereas previously they would spend, in some cases, large periods of time in a very small cell.
Was there a concern that those changes in disciplinary measures, including pepper spray and everything else you just mentioned, might have been connected to the outbreak of violence? Is anybody saying, hey, there are dots to connect there?
So the prison officials can't tell us for sure if that what kind of relationship there is there. This incident, these disturbances that they had at the end of September happened about a week after they removed the last of the pepper spray from the facility. So I asked them, is it possible that the inmates there were sort of testing boundaries and determining what they could get away with? The head of the juvenile correction system for the state says there's no way to know for sure, but that is a possibility. The officials there say, look, there's a sort of a paradigm shift here in how they're addressing these things, and there's going to be a period of transition where, the staff there need to up their game on being able to de-escalate using verbal skills, and they hope to have fewer incidents. There's a lot of criticism for the use of pepper spray, but when you don't have pepper spray, if there's a fight, the only way to break it up is to get physically involved. And so many of these injuries that occurred for the staff there were not necessarily that an inmate was intentionally attacking a guard, but maybe fighting with another student and then got caught in the, caught a punch in the crossfire, so to speak. There was one incident that was deliberately, an inmate put his hand onto the throat of a staff member, so that was deliberate. But they say many of the other injuries were sustained as sort of collateral damage.
Talking to Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel with the latest on Wisconsin's youth prison at Lincoln Hills, the Lincoln Hills School for Boys, also the Copper Lake School for Girls. Now, Patrick, this is all going on, as you've talked to us before. They're trying to improve conditions at our existing facilities while working toward closing them down and replacing them with smaller regional facilities. And the date has been kind of a moving target on that. Where are we right now?
So they recently changed the state law. It was supposed to close by the beginning of 2021. They have extended that to the middle of the summer of 2021. But the dispute here is that the administration under Governor Evers says they're very skeptical that they can hit that timeline, that they would be ready to close it by then. State law says they have to have it done by then. So, you know, the coming months, perhaps the coming year, will determine whether the legislature agrees to give them more time or makes them shut it down there no matter what.
What is going on when it comes to getting these smaller regional, I guess, more community-connected facilities up and running?
So they have determined a number of counties that want to have these facilities. There's been a committee that's established under state law that recommends it. The next step would be for the state legislature to confirm this, if the legislature's budget committee, to confirm that those counties are going to be the ones to build them. But they don't have enough money to do that. They haven't appropriated enough money. So they're going to have to do fewer of them, find more money, or tell some of them no if they're going to move forward here.
And what's the latest on legal activity regarding Lincoln Hills? You mentioned that the facility is being monitored as a result of a court order. What's going on with that monitoring now?
Yeah, so the inmates there, represented by the ACLU, sued over conditions. And the court found that their constitutional rights were being violated, and at that point, the state reached a pretty broad settlement with the ACLU, and that resulted in this monitor coming up and checking on the facility on a regular basis. They file reports. The ACLU, representing the inmates, gets to it gets information about incidents that occur there, how much pepper spray is being used. So it's at this point really sort of between the ACLU and the state working with this monitor to put in place everything that the judge said had to be done. But the judge still supervises it, so if one party or the other is dissatisfied with the way things are going, they can go to the judge to enforce his ruling. I think there is no requirement under the court order that Lincoln Hills closed. The legislature separately decided that it would close it. If they're unable to close it on time, I think there's the possibility that that issue gets raised by the court as to what the long-term prognosis is for that facility.
In our last few moments, Patrick, I know when these stories were first breaking, we were hearing from some judges who are trying to not send youth to Lincoln Hills. Are the numbers going down regardless of what may or may not be going on there?
So the latest population count I saw was just over 100 inmates there, which is down substantially from what we had in the past. I think it wasn't too long ago that you'd have close to 200 inmates there. So there does seem to be a continued effort by local communities to house people in their homes if they can, in local detention centers, at halfway houses, at other treatment centers. There's concerns from local officials about the conditions there. There's concerns about the distance from family there.
And I'll have to jump in. We'll leave it there. That's Patrick Marley with us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.